Osho, Zen, the quantum leap from mind to no mind. Talks given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 2.
Beloved Bhagwan, when Hyokujo was a young boy, his mother took him to a temple, and entering, she bowed to the Buddhist statue. Pointing to the statue, Hyokujo asked his mother, "What's that?" "That's a Buddha," she replied. Hyokujo said, "He looks like a man. I want to become a Buddha afterwards." Many years later, Hyokujo became a monk. One day, as attendant to Basso, he went wandering in the mountains. On his return, he suddenly began to weep. One of his fellow monks said, "Are you thinking of your father and mother?" "No," said Hyokujo. "Did somebody slander you?" asked the monk. "No," answered Hyokujo. "Then what are you weeping for?" persisted the monk. "Go and ask the master," said Hyokujo. The monk went and asked Basso, who said, "Go and ask Hyokujo." The monk came back to the room and found Hyokujo laughing. "You were weeping a little while ago. Why are you laughing now?" he asked. Hyokujo said, "I was weeping a little while ago, and now I am laughing."
A few moments ago, there was no rain, and now it is raining. Existence is irrational. We don't ask the rain, "Why you are raining now, and you were not raining 2 minutes before?" You don't ask the bamboos why you are dancing with the rain. You were standing like absolutely British gentlemen. Existence is irrational. The moment you ask why, you have missed the point. This anecdote is great. Great also in reference to your meditation. Hyokujo was a young boy. His mother took him to a temple, and entering she bowed to the Buddhist statue. Pointing to the statue, Ayakujo asked his mother, "What is that?" "That is a Buddha." She replied. Ayakujo said, "He looked like a man. I want to become a Buddha afterwards." From a young man of 20 years, this is a great indication of a great future ahead. The stone statue of Buddha cannot deceive him. At the most, it looks like a man. It is not even a man. It does not breathe. It does not weep. It does not laugh. It is carved out of stone. It is simply dead and will never laugh or cry or feel. How it can be? Ayakujo said rightly that this is certainly looking like a man, but I will not call it a Buddha, because the very word Buddha means awareness, and this stone is not aware. But I want to become a Buddha afterwards, not like a stone statue, but a dancing, a singing, a laughing, an alive Buddha. A Buddha that cannot dance is not much of a Buddha. A Buddha is the very essential silence and being . If you can be silent this evening, the opportunity is great . The whole sky is pouring around you with a single indication, wake up. You have been asleep long. In this silence, that awakening is possible. In this silence, the stone Buddha can start laughing, can start dancing, can start breathing. And remember, just as Ayakujo was not ready to worship a stone Buddha, I am also against all worship. The worshipper is the worship. You don't have to worship anyone else. Your innermost being is the highest and the most precious the most existential and conscious point. There is nothing higher than it. You need not worship. You can only meditate. And remember the difference between worship and meditation. The mother was saying, worship, pray. And Hayakujo, a young man, was saying, I want to be. Prayer is always addressed to somebody else. Prayer is not religious. Worship is not religious. But being fully aware and silent is the only way of knowing the taste of religion. This is a good opportunity. The clouds come in the right time. Listen to the message of the rain. It simply is. Just be like it. In a silent space, the dance of the rain, the whisper of the bamboo, and you have come home. Many years later, Hayakujo became a monk himself. One day, as attendant to Basho, a great master, one of the greatest after Mahakashyapa, he went wandering in the mountains. On his return, he suddenly began to weep. Note the point that he suddenly began to weep. There was no reason at all. One of his fellow monks said, are you thinking of your father and mother? No, said Hayakujo. Did somebody slander you? Asked the monk. No, answered Hayakujo. Then what are you weeping for? Persisted the monk. Why? That is the question mind goes on persisting. Everything for the mind has to be based on a certain reason, a cause. Mind does not allow anything without reason, without causality. And because of this persistence, mind misses the most essential of your own being, why you are. You can look here and there, perhaps somebody will tell you why you are. But nobody in the whole history of consciousness has been able to say why he is. All that you can do is shrug your hands. I am. There is no question of why. Basu was right in telling the monk, go and ask the master. The monk went and asked Basu, said, go back and ask Hayakujo again. The monk came back to the room and found Hayakujo laughing. Now this is too much. For the reasonable mind, this is absurd. Now look, the rains are trying to stop. This is not right. Just now they were going at the peak, and now they are becoming silent to participate in your silence. But there is no why. You cannot ask the bamboos, you cannot ask the roses, you cannot ask to any living being life simply is. Sometimes it beats, sometimes it laughs, and when it weeps without any reason, weeping is a tremendous cleansing. And when it laughs without reason, laughing is reaching to a deeper point in your being, like an arrow, it hits to the very heart of you and your existence. The monk went and asked Basu, who said, I have told you before, go and ask Hayakujo. The monk came back to the room and found Hayakujo is still laughing. You were weeping a little while ago, and why are you laughing now? The monk must have been a man of intellectual merit, a professor. Hayakujo said, I was weeping a little while ago and now I am laughing. What is the problem? This is what Zen calls quantum leap from mind to no mind. from reason to existence, from thinking to silence. It's quantum leap. Mind cannot stop asking why. But your consciousness never asks why. The acceptance of consciousness and the trust into existence is absolute and uncategorical. Have you ever asked why I am? You can ask about things, why a bicycle is or a car is. They have some utility. But what utility you have? Yes, you can rent a bicycle, but that is not much of a utility. Somebody else would have done it. You cannot find search and search. The answer will be simply that I am here without any reason. Why is irrelevant? This I am calling the quantum leap. Meditation is nothing but a quantum leap from asking continuously questions into drowning yourself in a pure innocence where no question arises and no answer has to be given. This is moment to moment living. This is moment to moment loving. This is the dance of the moment. This is small anecdote contains the very essence of Zen. If you can understand this small anecdote, you have understood all that is worth understanding. Just be. It is your birthright. There is no question why. You have been here all the time. And you will be here all the time. It is a wrong conception when we say time passes by. The reality is that you, the witness, remain always the same, never old, never young, never child, never man, never woman, just a point of light. Which goes on from eternity to eternity. There is no reason to ask. And anyway, whom you are going to ask? Other than you, who can answer it, why you are here? And you have not gone deep enough into yourself to find who you are. To ask the question, at least you have to find yourself first. Those who have gone within themselves to find who is in have not returned back. Because the more inner they went, the more the ice melted. When they reached to the innermost, they themselves were not there, but only a pure state. And this pure state is the only scripture Jain will accept as holy. It is not man-made. It is not born. It knows nothing of death. It simply goes on and on, flowering in many ways, forming many houses to live, moving from house to house, from body to body, from one species into another species. But all this movement does not make any trace of change in your authenticity. Ayakuja was absolutely right when he said, I was weeping a little while ago. You are right. And now I am laughing. And one never knows what is going to happen after my laughter. This is the very essence of Zen. When I say to you for meditation, don't ask why we have to go into gibberish. You have to go into gibberish because you have to go out of it. Your minds are full of gibberish and nothing else. Say everything that you ever wanted to say and have not been able to say because of civilization, education, culture, society. Here nobody is hearing. Everybody is engaged in his own business. Only few idiots may be there who may be watching what is happening. Rather than being a participant, they are observing a phenomenal thing. But they will not know the taste when after gibberish, when after all this rain, and a coolness comes to you, and a silence penetrates in your being. Gibberish is simply throwing away all garbage. It is difficult to do it anywhere else, because you will think what people are going to think. This is the place where nobody is thinking about you. It is your business what you are talking, what you are doing, laughing or crying or saying, and speaking Chinese without knowing it, and making gestures. Nobody has time. It is so fast that everybody has to do his thing first. When you are in gibberish, you are alone. Everybody is alone, minding his own business. You don't interfere and ask anybody, what are you doing? What are you saying? What language? No language, no rationality. Everybody is trying to throw out the craziness. Everybody is trying to get out of the mind, of the war. And once you are out of the mind, you are in. To be in the mind is to be out of yourself. And to be out of the mind is to be in your own being. Manisha has asked a question. Before asking her question, I have an apology to do to Rupesh. Nivedana has been beating the drum then. That crazy guy has gone in search for more rock into Rajasthan to make a bigger fountain and fall. He was very much worried what will happen to the drum, who will drum. I had to convince him, don't be worried, whoever drums, I will continue to call Nivedana. He was immensely happy. But I had promised only till this series. That series ended. poor Rupesh was beating the drum under the name of Nivedana. Yesterday the series changed. I thought now it is time to call Rupesh. But somebody mistakenly wrote on my board the name Arup. I wondered for a moment. Has Rupesh changed his name without even informing me? But there was no time, so I had to call Arup, and I could see when Rupesh gave a beat to the drum, the anger I'm sorry, Rupesh. Those drums are not responsible for it. Some drum is responsible, but the drums you are beating, they are not responsible. Today I will call Rupesh until this series ends. But please be kind enough to the drums. Now Manisha's question, beloved Bhagwan, I have just remembered that we are not human thinking or human feeling, we are human beings. We are meant just to be, are not we? It is not a luxury that only some people can afford. It is really okay just to be, isn't it? Manisha, whether you know it or not, you cannot be anything else than just to be. There is no way of being anything else except what you are. A rose is a rose is a rose. And however he tries, it cannot become the lotus. And the same is true about the lotus. It cannot become the marigold. Everybody has to be respectable and dignified in his own being. Your thinking is very superficial, the first layer. Not essential, it can be changed, it changes continuously. Your feeling is also not very deep, a little deeper than thinking, but it can also change in a split second. You know, your thinking changes, your feeling changes. But there must be something inside you that does not change. That is your being, the unchangeable. Remain rooted in the being, then slowly you start growing in a totally different way than ordinarily people do. People become more knowledgeable, more learned, their thinking is growing. People become more emotional, sentimental. Their feeling is growing, but they themselves remain the same. If you know your being and remain without going astray, you will find a totally different kind of growing. Not growing old, but growing up. Not growing into something else, but growing more and more into yourself. Being more and more you. And this brings great blessing, immense ecstasy. Before we enter into ourselves, a little outside evening walk will do. The zoo has hit upon hard times, and as the animals die, the director can't afford to replace them until he has a brilliant idea. Sometime later, Kowalski is walking past the zoo when he sees a sign, "A strong man wanted, apply within." So he goes in and the director tells him, "Our star attraction, Grigori the gorilla, has died and I want you to replace him. All you have to do is put on this gorilla suit, go out there and thump your chest and eat peanuts." Kowalski starts work right now. Every day he thrills the crowd by jumping and thumping. But the climax of his act is when he climbs up a tree in his pen and throws peanuts at the lions next door, who get really mad and try to climb the fence. Unfortunately, one afternoon, Kowalski is up the tree when the branch breaks and he falls into the lion's den. He jumps up and starts screaming and shouting for help until one of the lions walks over to him growling and snarling, and then says out of the corner of his mouth, Tatas. Sovalaski. Or we will all lose our job. Meditate over this. It is pure Zen. Everybody is hiding behind a gorilla coat, somebody behind a lion coat, somebody is a mouse, henpecked of course. Come out and just be. All these coats that you are wearing are not your being. During their tour of Europe, Ronald and Nancy are visiting Ireland. One day, Nancy Reagan makes a discreet visit to the office of Dr. Rattle O'Bone. How may I help you? Asked the doctor graciously. Well, begins Nancy hesitantly, it is a delicate matter. Do not worry. Mrs. Reagan, says O'Bone, you can be frank with me and I will be frank with you. Very well, says Nancy Reagan, since coming on this tour, with all the different food, my stomach is always full of gas. And although the gas has no smell and makes no noise, I find it quite embarrassing. Whoop, she says, smiling sheepishly, there goes another one. The doctor tries to cover his nose directly, discreetly. Then he pulls some pills from his desk drawer and scribbles curiously on his notepad. Here, he says to Nancy Reagan, this is an appointment with a leading specialist, and these pills should help to restore your sense of smell. Two old Virginia farmers meet on the street. Hey Jed, says one, I have got a mule sick with distemper. What did you give yours when it had that? I gave him turpentine, replies Jed. A week later, they meet again. And the first old farmer shouts, hey Jed, I gave my mule some turpentine, like you said, and it killed him. Funny, replies Jed, it killed mine too. Luigi's wife has just died, and as the funeral party is leaving the graveyard, Luigi is making a terrible scene. "What I am gonna do?" he cries, tearing at his hair. "What am I gonna do?" "My son," says Father Garibaldi, "the priest, I know you have suffered a terrible loss, but you will get cover it in time." And they start leading Luigi towards the exit. "What I gonna do?" stops Luigi. "What am I gonna do?" "Just try to control yourself," replies the priest. "Time will pass, you will get over your grief, and maybe in a year or two you will meet a young woman and get married again, and everything will be fine." "See, Father, I know all that," says Luigi, "but what am I gonna do tonight?" Lupe's tonight beat the drum. Everybody becomes silent, absolutely in. Close your eyes, no movement, just be still. feel the beauty of this moment. Feel the freshness and the youth of this moment. Feel the bliss in the dawn. In the deepest core of your being, Rupe, the deep. Everybody relaxes into death. Let the body breathe. Don't bother. You don't have to stop breathing. You have to stop being out. Be in. And take the quantum leap from mind into no mind. Feel the silent fragrance within. This moment is a divine moment. This moment you are a Buddha. Pin down your consciousness to this moment. No head, no heart, but just pure consciousness. Rupe, you can come back to life, to new life, with new light, with new joy, with new eyes to see, with new senses to feel, with new intelligence to understand. Okay, Manika. Thank you. Thank you.